Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. From Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Heavenly Father, we do come into your presence today to worship you, Father, to thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for the plan of salvation that you set in motion when you sent the image of your own person, your Son Jesus, to come to this earth to tell us of your love, and then to die for us as a sacrifice in our place, to pay the penalty for all of our sins, and then to rise again so he could go home and Assume his rightful place at your right hand and prepare a place for us so that we may come home and be with you someday. Father, it thrills our hearts just to try to imagine what heaven is like, with the seraphim and the angels and the saints all singing together, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." What a time that will be. And time will be no more. We'll be able to exist in your love for eternity, Lord, and we're looking forward to that. But until that day, we will carry on here, Father, for you as your ambassadors of love to the world. Thank you, Father, for letting us come into your presence today with hearts full of love and admiration and thankfulness for all that you have done for us. And if there is someone listening today, Lord, that has never experienced the joy of knowing their future, knowing that their sins are forgiven, Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit might use the words of the songs that we're going to use, the wonderful psalm later, Psalm 28, and our devotional about our heavenly home a little later on. May they come to know you, Lord, as their own personal Lord and Savior. We do worship you, Father. We thank you for all that you have done for us, and I thank you for letting us worship you in this manner. To you, all glory comes. And to Jesus, the Lamb of God, who shed his blood for us, we praise your heavenly name, Lord. We give you praise because, Lord, you are worthy. Jesus be praised. All of heaven and earth declare his name. And let Jesus Christ be praised today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. we give you glory and praise, Heavenly Father, here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Coming up in a little bit, I want to share with you a psalm we haven't used in a while, Psalm 28. We'll have that for you in just a few minutes. Now I'd like to share with you from the New International Version, the 28th Psalm, a Psalm of David. To you I call, O Lord my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me, for if you remain silent, I will be like those who have gone down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy place. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, who speak cordially with their neighbors, but harbor malice in their hearts. Repay them for their deeds and for their evil work. Repay them for what their hands have done, and bring back upon them what they deserve. Since they show no regard for the works of the Lord and what His hands have done, He will tear them down and never build them up again. Praise be to the Lord, for He has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to Him in song. The Lord is the strength of His people, a fortress of salvation for His anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Though the road ahead may be uncertain, though the path I travel be unknown, my God has given an assurance, I can have peace, I can have joy, I can be strong. He is my fortress, I can be sure, I am secure within His hand. He is my joy, my hope of life eternal. He is the rock, the solid rock on which I stand. Even when we cannot see tomorrow, His word is a lamp unto our feet. And when the laughter turns to sorrow, in His embrace we find His grace when we are weak. Within His hand, He is our joy, our hope of life eternal. He is the rock, the solid rock on which we stand. And when the storms of life surround me, and when the winds of sorrow blow,
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you. And I This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you, and I'm lost without. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you. I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for you.
I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Right now in the background, it's a Don Marsh Orchestra, a medley of songs, For He is Worthy, We Worship and Adore You, Lord Be Glorified, Let There Be Glory, and Honor and Praises. Coming up a little later in our program today, we'll be winding up our devotionals by Max Licato from his book Safe in the Shepherd's Arms. We've come to the last verse of the Psalm 23 where it says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Where will you live forever? In the house of the Lord. If His house is your forever house, what does that make this earthly house? Well, the twists and turns of life have a way of reminding us that this is not our homeland. And you know what? That's okay. You have an eternal address fixed in your mind. God has sent eternity in the hearts of men. Deep down, you know you're not home yet. Though our eyes are fixed on heaven, for some of us, the journey has been long. And you're tired. It's hard for you to see the city in the midst of the storms. But remember this. God never said that this journey would be easy, but He did say that the arrival would be worthwhile. Trust Him. He will get you home. And the trials of that trip will be lost in the joys of the feast. The final verse of Psalm 23, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. We'll be talking more about that coming up later in the broadcast. Briefly, I just want to say thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help. Your contributions to this program make this program possible, and I just want to say thank you. And if this station carries Call to Worship and they're a listener-supported ministry, I would encourage you to send them a gift and provide your thanks to them for carrying Call to Worship. I can't give the address for all the stations, there's so many, but I can give you mine. It's Call to Worship, 2070 Mulligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And that address is also available on the Internet, which is www.calltoworship.us. Lots of good things on that website, including the program. In case you miss it on your local station, you can go to that website and worship with us. We also have the program printed out for each week, listing the songs and the artists, the album information, things like that. And there's other things there too. So check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. And that mailing address, in case you missed it, Call to Worship, 2070 Mulligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. 504. Well, let's get back to this medley in the background, played for us by the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes, as we wind up with song, Let There Be Glory and Honor and Praise.
The sky shall unfold, preparing his entrance. The stars shall applaud. Shall enhance those awaiting, and we shall behold him. Then face to face, we shall behold him.
Today I'd like to wind up the devotions in that wonderful book by Max Licato entitled Safe in the Shepherd's Arms, Hope and Encouragement from Psalm 23, published by Countryman Books, a division of Thomas Nelson Incorporated. The last verse of the 23rd Psalm says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Now, this isn't just any house. It's our Father's house. Let me ask you a question. Where will you live forever? In the house of the Lord? Well, if His house is your forever house, what does that make this earthly house? You got it. Short-term housing. This is not our home. Philippians 3:20 says, "Our homeland is in heaven." This explains the homesickness that we feel. Have you ever longed to be home? Max Licato shares a time when he did. He was spending the summer of his 19th year working in northern Georgia. The folks in that region were very nice, but no one is nice to a door-to-door salesman. There were times that summer when he was so lonely for home that he says he felt his bones would melt. One of those occasions came on the side of a country road. The hour was late and he was lost. So he stopped to pull out a flashlight and a map. And to his right was a farmhouse. Now, in the farmhouse was a family. He says he knew it was a family because he could see them. Right through the big plate glass window, he could see the mother and the father and a boy and a girl. Norman Rockwell would have placed them on a canvas. The mother was spooning out food, and the dad was telling a story, and the kids were all laughing, and it was all that he could do to just keep from ringing the doorbell and asking for a place at the table. He felt so far from home. He says, "What I felt that night, some of you have felt ever since. You know, your husband has died, or your wife. Your child was buried. You learned about the lump in your breast or the spot on your lung. Some of you have felt so far from home ever since your home fell apart." The twists and turns of life have a way of reminding us that we aren't home here. This is not our homeland. We aren't fluent in the language of disease and death. The culture confuses the heart. The noise disrupts our sleep and we feel far from home. And you know what? That's okay. You have an eternal address fixed in your mind. Ecclesiastes 3:11 in the NIV version says that God has set eternity in the hearts of men. Deep down, you know you are not home yet. So be careful not to act like you are. Though our eyes are fixed on heaven, for some of us the journey has been long, very long and very stormy. And in no way do I wish to minimize the difficulties that you have faced along the way. Some of you have shouldered burdens that few of us could ever carry. You have bid farewell to lifelong partners. You have been robbed of lifelong dreams. You have been given bodies that can't sustain your spirit. You have spouses who can't tolerate your faith. You have bills that outnumber the paychecks and challenges that outweigh the strength. And you are tired. And it's hard for you to see the city in the midst of the storms. The desire to pull over to the side of the road and get out entices you. You want to go on, but some days the road seems so long. Remember this, my friend. God never said that the journey would be easy, but He did say that the arrival would be worthwhile. He may not do what you want, but He will do what is right and best, and He'll do it in His good timing. He's the Father of forward motion, so trust Him. He will get you home, and the trials of the trip will be lost in the joys of the feast. No, this house is not my home. This body is not where I'm going to spend eternity. It is with the Lord. In His home. Jesus said He was going to prepare a place for us, and He would return for us. And so whether it's through death or through the rapture, our Lord is coming to take us home and to sit us down at that wonderful banquet, the marriage feast of the Lamb. And then we will be home. And then our God will say to us, "Welcome home, my child. Enter into the joy of your eternity."
A great day is coming. Heaven's gates will open wide, and all who love the Lord may enter in to join with their loved ones who in Jesus Christ have died. Their eternal life in heaven will begin, and the Lord Himself will greet us. Oh, what joy will fill that day when with a smile of the proudest Father He'll look at us and say, "Welcome home, children. This is the place I prepared for you. Welcome home, children. Now that you're followed so faithfully,
wonderful song, soloist Paul Sandberg, along with the Paul Johnson Singers, Welcome Home, Children. What a great day that will be, whether by rapture or by death, we enter into our heavenly home. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is part of the broadcast ministry of The Dove, radio and television ministry of Medford, Oregon. And now let's continue with music with the Tom Fetke Singers, a medley of songs that we'll sing in our heavenly home, praising the Lord. Blessed be the name, and all hail the power of Jesus' name. Have a great week. See you next week for another time of worship and praise here on A Call to Worship.